This is KUT. ESPN is back in town with its annual Summer X Games, but it will be the last time in Austin. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports on why ESPN is taking its halfpipe and going home a year early.
Tony Hawk is dropping in right now, wasting no time. It's hot out here. It is really hot.
And absolutely surreal what they've done here, putting the ramp in the middle of 11th Street here. Right in front of the state capitol building, and the man himself starts it off here.
And that's how it began just 2 years ago on Congress Avenue. Skateboard legend Tony Hawk kicked off the ESPN broadcast in front of an impressive backdrop downtown. It was perfect for TV, and a reminder that the games are a made-for-TV event that ESPN uses to fill a void in the sports calendar on its cable channels. As far as that goes, Austin made perfect sense. An outdoor venue for the games, plus the vibe of the place, just seemed right.
It's a happy town, so hopefully you go out there and you transfer that happiness onto the ramp. So.
Bob Burnquist is 39 years old. He's competing this weekend. He has skated at every X Games since their inception in 1995.
It's a nice town to after as well, like out, and just to go out and have dinner and just cruise around. There's plenty of things to do and just kind of walk around. It's like really a cool city to come visit.
The problem is ESPN prefers the X Games to air after things like the NBA playoffs and before sports fans get wrapped up in football. That would mean it would fall on the calendar when nobody wants to be outside at Circuit of the Americas or anywhere in Austin. Remember this?
It's hot out here. It is really hot.
That is the primary reason it is leaving, a year earlier than its original four-year agreement with COTA. Tim Reed oversees creative development and the day-to-day business of the X Games for ESPN.
Optimally, we're in the mid to late July time frame with this event. So that's what we're trying to look at in terms of like a future site and finding a place that will work in that time frame.
That being said, Reed says he'll miss Austin.
Because it's a great city, it really is. Like, I love coming here and it's a great place to hang out and work. A lot of great people. The people are awesome. So yeah, it's if we were able to do it in the time we wanted to, probably be a different story.
As for where ESPN goes next,
we've gotten a bunch of proposals in, so we're evaluating all those right now and hopefully make a decision here in the next month to month and a half.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.